Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
What's happening, guys? Morning, studio.
Morning.
Saw this story about Craig Morgan, and then I went to his Instagram to see, but Craig Morgan, who you may know from this song right here.
Damn it, by the way, I'm loving you.
He shared a picture of his knee on Instagram with a big old cut in it, big old gash. He posted, got a little machete gash. A few stitches later, I'm all good. God, I love Alaska. I mean, Craig Morgan's hardcore.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, the guy has been a policeman, served in our military. Mm-hmm. Worked as a Walmart stalker. He's done it all.
Yeah.
But man, that is a bad injury right there. Oof. Blood scare you?
Oh, I don't like it, but it doesn't scare me. Like my husband will pass out. I don't have that problem.
Which is weird because your husband's a big old military guy. Yeah. Big old strong.
He doesn't really like to talk about how he has a weakness when it comes to blood, but he does. It's true.
Worst you ever been injured?
I haven't really suffered any injuries. You know, and I got stung by a wasp.
Oh, wasp. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I have
wow,
some
gashes.
Wow,
that's the worst you've ever
oh,
been injured,
I have
huh?
a little scar. I mean, I got stitches on my chin and my forehead, but I was a kid and being a kid. But as an adult, I sliced my thumb with a potato peeler. It hurt. But I've never broken anything. You?
Oh, yeah. I fell off a house when I was young.
It was a bad one.
Ruptured my spleen. Almost died. Didn't take it out. I was in the hospital for a week or so.
Yeah.
My real dad left when I was in the hospital. It's a whole thing. Jeez. Yeah. But, and which is why they say, some doctors tell me that I am vulnerable to corona now because they don't have a spleen. Some say I'm not. They're like, yeah, you're fine. Some say I'm. So I don't know. We just say I'm half vulnerable at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, mine is probably, I have a scar that goes from my sternum down to my pubic bone, my pubic area. Still, it's still there. Eddie, you ever hurt real bad?
I think the worst one was when I recently, what, in the last few years, I cut my fingers trying to sharpen a knife, and I cut the tendon. Didn't even know I did it. I cut it, and I was like, I'm fine. I put a Band-Aid on it for like 3 days. Then it just got bigger and swollen and swollen, and then I went to the doctor. He's like, it's hanging by a thread, literally.
Anybody broken a bone?
I have.
What'd you break?
I broke my right arm twice, my left arm once, and I chipped some bones in my ankle.
Dang. You? No. Oh, you haven't done. Oh, I mean, it's like sorry,
my
fingernail count.
I just haven't ever broken anything.
If you've broken anything as you get older, because I'm 40 now, but I have broken fingers from playing high school football and broken ribs. Whenever the weather changes the arthritis sets in.
Oh, you feel it.
And everything hurts. But this was happening to me when my shoulder from when I fell in Dancing with the Stars and hurt that. Whenever weather changes, mm-hmm. I feel it a little bit. But I think it's partially getting old.
Oh, yeah. There's that time I fell at the airport and hurt my back.
Oh, yeah. That was serious.
Yeah.
There was ice at the airport. Amy fell and hurt herself really bad.
Yeah. I should own that airport.
Yeah, I didn't sue. It should be Amy International Airport, but it's definitely not.
Missed opportunity there for sure.
Eddie got a little upset with me. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, because you continue to lie to me. That's why.
Wait, I didn't lie to him.
No, he does lie to me, Amy.
About what?
About time.
Well,
do you remember, Amy, when like he would lie to us and say like, oh, the start time is 1 o'clock and we get there and it didn't start till like 2 because we're always late?
You did that to me?
It's been a long time.
If he did that to me, I wasn't aware. And
I haven't
now
had
I'm
to
aware,
do that to Amy in a long time.
Yeah, Bones, the last time I was late, dude, was like 3-4 years ago.
And why do you think that is? Honestly, what? Why do you think you're on time now? All the time.
You?
Okay, you're welcome. Now, continue on with the story.
Yeah.
Because I have some fault here, but go ahead.
Well, this is when we're going to go fishing. He's like, hey, we're going to get there at this time, all right? So meet us there. And it's a dock that's far away from
my
house.
It was like 11 after the show.
Okay, it's far away. I got to go pick up my wife, make sure the babysitter's good, and then we're going to go to the dock. We get there, and I'm rushing because the babysitter's late. Oh, my gosh. And my wife's like, why are you driving so fast? I'm like, I cannot be late. We cannot be late to this. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot. Bobby doesn't like it when we're late.
I'll leave him. Bo to leave.
He will. He said, we'll leave you. He said that in the text.
It's such an awesome friendship.
So
I know.
Then, Amy, so we get there, right? There isn't a soul in sight. And I text him like, where are you? He's like, it sounds like he's still in, oh man, I'm eating something. Like, what? What do you mean eating? We're supposed to be here at this time. He's like, oh no, I guess I gave you the wrong time. I'm like, dude, you do not have to do that anymore.
You know, I'm glad you brought this up because I do think we've graduated from me not doing that anymore. I apologize.
And then you know, and the lady that was babysitting, she's a nice lady, but she's late sometimes. And I snapped at her because I was like, I cannot be late.
Okay, but tell Amy why you shouldn't have snapped at her.
Because it was free and she was doing it to be nice.
She was babysitting for free and Eddie snapped at his babysitter.
Eddie.
Well, it can't be late, Amy. It can't be late.
This is what I'm going to say here.
You really sold on. What did you say? How did you snap at her?
Well, I just said, hey, what time did we tell you to be here?
You did?
Yeah.
And then what'd she say?
And she said, I know. He told me this time I'm sorry, you know, like, but I'm just, you know, there's a lot going on. I had to take the dog out. He wouldn't go to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay.
Well, we've both learned something here.
Wow.
Mostly me. I won't handle you like someone who's been late.
Thank you.
Okay, but I think you've graduated beyond that. I'm just going to tell you the real time from now on.
Thank you.
Do you at least understand, though, why I would do that?
Yes.
Okay. But I'm not doing that anymore. You have my word.
But, Amy, when I told him what I did to the babysitter, he said, kind of proud of you for that, because it is not nice to be late.
Even though it's free, she did say she'd be there.
It is true.
Yeah.
She's doing you a favor.
Yeah. Do you ever pay her?
No, I didn't pay her.
She watches 4 kids for free?
Yes, she's very nice.
You don't even tip her?
Mm-mm. Should I tip her?
Wait, I'm so confused. Who's this very nice person?
She's a very nice person.
Amy wants her. Amy's like, wait. How do I get in touch with this very nice person?
She's a friend of the family. We met her through mutual friends, and she's just very nice. She wants to do it to help us.
Because obviously, because with foster kids too, so she's certified to do that?
Yes.
Well, that's like double handy. Mm-hmm.
But let's be on time, you know what I'm saying?
And Eddie, let's be on time, and you were, so
and
I'm
If I was
now.
That babysitter, I'd be like, fine.
Oh,
find somebody you want to pay to get here. I'm trying to help you out. Watch your kids for you.
What do we both learn? I'll go first.
Yes.
I now am considering you normal. You're not late anymore.
Thank you.
I will treat you like a grown adult.
Thank you.
Now, what did you learn?
That I'm always on time now.
No.
And I will continue to be on time.
You had to learn about your babysitter.
I did.
To be kind.
And appreciative.
Be kind. I appreciate that she's doing it for free.
And everybody, really,
start being on time. Right?
It's frustrating, right?
It is, dude. Now that I'm on your side of it, like, it's frustrating.
I don't know. Is there, like, a gift card or, like flowers or, like, a...
In general, or...
That you could do for her, especially if she always does it for free? Like,
How about next time we ask and she's on time, I give her the gift card?
Boom. Hold it above her head. If you're on time, you get the treat.
Right. If she's late, I just hold them. I was going to give you this, but not anymore.
Okay.
All right. We're all 12 years old.
We've got a whole countdown of good news stories. We call it the very retro-themed Good News Countdown.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Oh, yeah, and I'm your host, Bobby Bones. Coming in at number five this week, a woman in Sacramento, California, celebrated her 100th birthday with a drive-through celebration. Her friends, her family, neighbors, they all formed a caravan on the street, and they all drove past her as she celebrated her 100 birthday. In your mind, do you see you living to 100?
No. 90, maybe. But 100, I don't know anybody personally, I don't think, that made it to 100. I had some family members that made it to 90-something, yeah. 95.
I'd love to make it to 100. And even the day after, April 3rd. but 100 is a goal, baby.
But do you know what life is like for you?
At 100?
Mm-hmm.
I can barely get through life now at 40. What are you talking about? The oldest person ever who has been independently verified is Janine Calment, who lived to be 122 years old.
What? My goodness.
Did you do what?
Yeah,
what?
Verified 122.
Wow, she got a blue check mark.
That seems crazy.
That's crazy. All right, let's go.
Number four.
There's a foundation that's been creating cards and fruit baskets to send to people affected by coronavirus. So far, they've sent out more than 1,400 baskets just this month. A person shared a note that came with it and said, "Hey, we're here with you. We stand by you. The gift is a token of love. Our heart goes to you." Caitlin subscribes to this thing called Misfits. What's it called? The fruit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get it every week. Misfits. There's no more room for the Misfit fruit. It's
Misfits
a great
market.
Listen. It's
You're a foster
great.
Home for fruit. Now.
It's a great box. It's like fruit that looks weird, that won't sell, and it all eats the same.
It's so cute.
It won't stop coming. Every time we're about two fruit in, it's like another box is there. Well, you never know what's in it.
Eating fast enough.
We have to cancel it, I think, because it's just too much fruit.
Number three.
The pandemic and recession may not hurt charitable giving as much as expected. Giving USA says that an increase in donations around coronavirus and the nationwide protests could actually keep charity numbers strong this year. So that's good news, too.
Number two.
One positive side effect of school moving to online is less bullying. You know, less kids are experiencing bullying because the bullies aren't there with them. Think about that.
Yeah.
Without the stuff that happens at school spilling into the online world, they're experiencing less cyberbullying, too. Because that stuff at school is what creates the cyberbullying, because they're cyberbullying about things back at school.
Oh, yeah. So there's not that component either. Mm-hmm. That's great.
So.
But bullying, too, not great. But for you, you were bullied, and you feel as though you are who you are because of some
of that. I would never want there to be bullying.
I don't want that either, but I wonder sometimes what you might be like if you weren't. Again, don't want that for you, but so much of your personality and your drive. I mean, I guess maybe you would have found your drive elsewhere, because sometimes I think for a while it was like, I got to show these people what I can do.
Well, there's not as much bullying happening now because of online school. Hard to bully somebody in the Zoom. Hard to punch somebody upside the head or stick me in a toilet.
Can't
if you're on Zoom.
Lunches.
That's what you did to me. All of you. All right, and finally.
Number one.
A singer who's done shows at Walt Disney World for 40 years has ridden his bike over 3,000 miles during the pandemic just to cheer up his friends and coworkers by performing in their front yards. His name is Billy Flanagan, and he calls his things that he landed, he calls them Flanagrams.
Like funny.
Yeah. Here's a clip of a doorbell cam of him singing.
I'm here to say hello, hello. It's your planogram, your Billy planogram. Olivia. Woo!
And I would guess that Billy got bullied like me as a kid.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
All right, my cousin told me 3 years ago, get involved in your finances, it'll be empowering. I said, nope, that's my husband's strength, not mine. Well, then my divorce happened and I had no choice. I remember it was about a year ago exactly that I was on stage at my live podcast in Nashville raving about Rocket Money. It wasn't an endorsement. I was just a new fan, grateful for the help in managing my bills, budgets, and all things money with ease. Because my cousin was right, it was empowering. Something else Rocket Money does, they help you manage your subscriptions. Yep, it's a personal finance app that will find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's pretty cool that Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot. I'm one of them. So you know you're in good hands if all these people are trusting their finances with Rocket Money. They have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Like, cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. Check them out. rocketmoney.com/bones.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this family that has this dog, Zeus, and they live in Montana. And a supposed family friend stole their dog and took off. Obviously not a real good friend. Went to West Virginia on the run with the dog. Well, they tracked him down, found him. But then they realized, okay, you're a bad person. We need our dog back. But West Virginia, Montana, 2,000 miles away? Well, there's a group called Minnie Paul's Volunteer Transport Team. And what they do is they rally people across the country to form a relay team to get animals back where they need to be. Because not everybody can just go hop in the car and drive 2,000 miles, because then you got to go back as well. So you get people that can go, you know, hey, can you go 100 miles today and then turn around and go back? And then you have a meeting point.
Basically,
and
it's puppy hitchhiking.
It is. Yeah. It worked. They got Zeus back. 15 volunteers traveled 2,000 miles across 9 states in 4 days to get Zeus home.
Wow.
Woo!
A lot of infrastructure in this, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's probably so much logistics and planning. I bet somebody on there either maybe worked for UPS, FedEx, Amazon.
You're assuming all this?
Well, I don't know. Like, there's just so much that goes into that.
Yeah, that's a good story. I'm glad they got their dog back. What kind of person steals a dog?
Not a good person.
Especially someone that's a supposed friend.
Remove that title from them.
All right, that's Tell Me Something Good. There you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. A man was at a golf course and the beverage girl gets out and runs in the clubhouse. He's like, man, I've always wanted to drive the beverage cart. So he jumps in and drives it home.
Oh, he didn't drive it around. He went home with it.
Yeah. He left parking lot, went a few blocks into an apartment complex where he was arrested.
Did he take any beverages? I used to work maintenance on a golf course and I often wished I was a young pretty girl to make all that tip money.
Oh, yeah, they do get tipped a lot.
Because I didn't get tipped crap. I was out grinding in the weeds. Weed eating, ditch, sand rake. Oh, miserable job. Mowing greens right when the sun came up.
You should have petitioned for that. Could you have interviewed for the job?
No.
No one's going to buy beer
No one's going to buy beer from a dude.
No. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Time to open up the mailbag. You guys can hit us up at any time. Here we go.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby Bones. I would rather not say my name. I was taking out the trash in my 13-year-old son's room and found a box for what appeared to be a refill for a vape pen. Then I looked around his room and found a vaping pen hidden in his drawers. I'm at a loss of how to deal with it. He's very susceptible to peer pressure, and he wants to badly fit in with the cool kids. Should I punish him? If so, how? Any suggestions would be appreciated. And then she just signs it, concerned mother. Interesting. One time with me, and just to know me back a little bit, I've always been made fun of because I was extremely straight edge. Like, I've never had a drink of alcohol. I've never smoked anything. No illegal drugs. And one time, my mom thought she found weed in the car and was like, I found your weed. And I was like, what? No, you didn't. And she thought I meant, no, she didn't find my weed. And all I meant was, I've never in my life smoked weed. I've never, at that point, I don't even know that I'd, but I was doing maintenance on a golf course. I was walking, and it was just literally weeds
from
my shoes, probably, that it was in the car. She's like, oh, yeah, I found your weed. And I was like, well, no, 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 you didn't find it. She goes, well, I didn't. Well, where is it then? And I got myself in this never ending, but I didn't. But it's the only time that I was ever confronted about anything like that. Did you ever get in trouble for anything like that?
Did
you ever get caught smoking or anything?
My dad found, here's the thing. My dad's awesome, but he wasn't I kind of wish he had put up more boundaries for me. Cause like he found alcohol in my car, like a whole cooler. I was clearly 16. And I remember him just coming. I was at his house in the night. I lived with my mom full time. But I was at his house and he came up to the room and he just kind of lectured me for a second. And then he walked away. I was like, that's it. That's it.
And he goes, that's it.
But
opens one up.
Here's the thing, parents. Kids like for you to give them boundaries. And now as a grown adult, I look back on some of the stuff I got away with my dad. And I'm like, Dad, did you love me? Like, I know you love me, but I should have had more rules because that shows that you care about my well-being.
I don't know that kids love that, though.
Oh, well,
You're saying kids love it. I don't think kids love rules.
No, I think they do need, I know they don't love it, but kids need, and they will appreciate it, and then later they'll realize, oh, gosh, like, Dad, why did you let me do all of that? And then I think because I was able to get away with it with my dad, I never really did it around my mom. So I never got in trouble.
So what would you say? You're a mom. You have two kids.
Gosh, that's hard. Vaping, explain it to me. It's the one that Lexi did on Cheer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's the little pin.
That is bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. Aren't they recalling all, or not recalling, but companies are getting, like kids thought maybe it was kind of a safe way to be cool and inhale something, but it's causing all kinds of lung damage, and that's like not good. So cool.
Do you think that's going to convince them not to? Guys. Because I'm telling you, that ain't the way to go.
Stop. I'm learning about it.
You know, kids' recent data says no.
Well, I'm learning because I saw that. I saw this article, this teenager in Dallas or something that died from vaping. I'd probably pull that up. You want to die? I don't know.
I think, again, I don't have any kids. I'm going to toss my hat in the ring.
Come on.
I'll do it.
I think the most effective way to have a kid listen. I don't think it's to yell at the kid here, right? I think it's to find someone that they'll listen to and have them talk to them. meaning, let's say it was a kid, and they thought I was cool. And a mom was like, hey, will you, like, talk to my kid and tell him, show him how it's not cool and how it's... I think it would be to bring in someone that they respect about this to not do it and have that conversation. Now, they do it again, then I think you start to ground and get in trouble. But I think the first shot of it is, hey, let me bring in somebody. Let's bring in somebody that you'll actually listen to. He can listen to mom. He can listen to mom.
Let's offer ourselves to her. We could make him a video.
Hit Amy up. She'll talk about the statistics last year. And
hey, whenever I caught my husband dipping, I pulled up a bunch of pictures of people that lost half their jaw because of cancer in their mouth, and they had to have surgically removed half of their face. So I was like, hey, you still want to dip? Do you?
Yes, I do.
Does he still dip?
I don't think so. This was when he's in the Air Force. He said he would dip. Pilots dipped on long flights to stay awake for energy. So he's not in the Air Force anymore. So no.
Eddie and I were talking about dipping the other day, and I was like, I've never dipped. Ugh. I've never touched any tobacco at all. And I was like, Eddie, because you said you threw up or your friend?
Oh, yeah. Like, my friend, I remember because I used to, you know, back like when we were listening to 90s country, wearing tight Wranglers. And, you know, it would be cool sometimes if you ironed your dip can around your back pocket and people would be like, ooh, you dip. So I would buy cans of dip and stuff. And my friend who came down to visit, and I was like, dude, you guys, that's what we're all doing. We're all dipping. And he's like, okay, well, what do I do? Well, I would put it in your mouth and just whatever you do, don't swallow it, because that's the rule. Don't swallow the dip or your spit. In 2 seconds, he swallowed his spit, threw up everywhere.
It's so nasty.
Well, but you said it made your head spin.
It's probably a better, I mean, it's a crazier buzz than a beer. Like,
well, how in the world? It must you get used to it, though, because you can't fly an airplane and dip.
Yeah, I mean,
with a buzz.
I mean, I was 18
Amy's
when I did it.
Like, whoa, the earth is spinning. Like, no, this is the plane. Get us back on track.
It must be the dip.
Wait a second. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna say. First of all, there isn't a wrong way to parent this, right? Every parent relationship with a kid's different.
Oh man, it's
tough, right?
Yeah, it's so hard.
It's dependent on your kid. My advice would be to find somebody to think is cool, and if you can get cool to hop in, whoever that cool person is, if you can get cool to hop in and communicate, that's step one. Step two is in punishment. But that would be my advice. You?
Yeah, I think
I'd be happy to talk to your kid, by the way, if he thinks I'm cool.
Well, he's 15. There you go.
He's 13. He probably doesn't think I'm cool, but I'm happy to if a 13-year-old thinks I'm cool.
Yeah, same. If he doesn't think Bobby's cool, but he thinks I'm cool, call me. I'll talk to him. I think the first time around, you take an approach like that. I think that's really smart to try to get to them in a different level. But then there has to be some consequences if the activity continues.
Yeah. Well, here's John from Massachusetts.
I'm calling to let you know I love the podcast. I absolutely love it. Also, if I find a vape pen in my son's room, I have failed as a father. We have educated him. He's 13. We have educated him on the use of doing drugs, smoking, vaping. It's awful. I mean, he's seen it through school videos. They've been preaching about it to the point where he rolls his eyes every time and says, stop telling me this. And I tell him, we're telling you this so one day if you're ever in a situation with your friends and you see it come out, anything that we've been talking about, you kind of get sick to your stomach and you roll your eyes knowing that you were just echoing in your head what not to do.
So there you go. That's his message. Again, everybody's a different parent. That's not how I do it. Because I think you can be educated forever, but sometimes peer pressure is a little stronger than education.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough.
I knew smoking. Growing up, I hated that my grandma smoked, and I used to hide her cigarettes and smoking so bad. And, of course, you knew that, and we did DARE, and this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs and all that. But I started smoking in high school, not for a long time, but I thought I was being cool for a minute. And I knew it was bad for me, but I was doing it anyways.
Just because everybody else was.
It lasted maybe a month, but it was a hard month. I did not like it. And then I realized this makes me 0% cooler, so I stopped.
All right, there you go. Let's close up the mailbag. Thank you for that.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Or you can show them this article here. That this Texas teen at 15 is the youngest to ever die from vaping.
Was he in Dallas?
A 15-year-old Texas teen who died from vaping is the youngest victim so far in an outbreak of vaping-related deaths. Dallas County Health and Human Services is what it comes from. Just blow that up. Make him read it 100 times out loud.
Mm-hmm. Learn every word.
Now we're
about
getting into torture. Oh. All right. Let me play.
Ooh. What? Oh, man. I just kind of went somewhere in my head that probably would not be good parenting, but would scare him. Okay. you take them to a doctor, and you have the doctor tell them they're going to die.
Like it's a joke?
Like plan it all out?
They're not.
Okay.
But then they get scared and they won't do it
it's
again.
It's not scared straight with prison people. You're having a doctor lie. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. All right, here is the first voicemail we got when we came in this morning.
Hey, Amy, this question's for you. I just wonder, I heard you say that your husband still flies, but does he fly commercial flights? Like, what is he doing since he is not, like, in the Air Force anymore? That's all. Have a good day. Bye.
That's a good question.
So he flies, what does he fly? Like,
Charter?
Charter. That's what it's called. I was like, what's the word? He does some charter flights. He picks them up whenever he can because he just loves being in the sky.
He's but not an everyday pilot
he's not
for
an
charter.
Everyday pilot for charter, but if they need one, he's on a list of guys. And boy, does he light up when he can. He can't always do it if he gets the call, depending on what we have going on. But if his schedule's open, he's like, hitting the road, see ya. And he loves, even if it's just like to Alabama and back. He's all about it. And then he does a drone business every day during the day. So that's his everyday job, but flies when he can.
Here is Natalie from Iowa.
I'm just calling because I love your guys' show. I've been listening consistently for a year now. I'm usually about a couple days behind just because I listen on the podcast. Every time, I listen to this episode over and over because I crack up every time. It's the episode where you do an easy trivia and you ask how many days are in the year and Eddie doesn't know it. I literally was drinking a milkshake the first time I listened to it and spit it out all over my car. I had to pull over just to clean it.
Okay, Eddie, she thinks you're funny.
That's funny. She thinks I'm dumb and
how
funny.
How many days are in a year?
365. Nice. Why did I miss that?
Maybe it was days in a year or weeks in a year.
Maybe weeks.
How many weeks in a year?
52.
Yeah. Okay, see, look, you learned something. Call us. We'd love to hear from you. 877-77-BOBBY. B-O-B-B-Y. Here is Tyson from Savannah, Georgia.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going? I was just listening to the show on my way to work, and I just want to give you guys a call and say I appreciate it. Also, I was going to say, like, I've never seen you guys, so I have no idea what you guys look like. And I always have this mental image of what you guys might look like based on your voices every day. I don't know if that's something that you've had other listeners comment on before, but just thought that was interesting.
I'm very chiseled.
yeah, me too.
yeah.
mm-hmm. You know, you can go to my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones if you want to get a look at this. I'd encourage you not to, honestly. Whatever you're picturing is better than what the real thing is.
Probably.
But when people call in and do have that, I want to know what they think. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, if you want to call back and tell us in your head how you see us, since he's not acting like he's going to go look.
At Bobby Bones Show to watch clips of the show, too. So yeah. Our Instagrams are popping. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a nerdy. I'm a 6.8 with big dark rim glasses. You know, that's about accurate, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I know. I don't know. Did you give you a 6.8? Like, that's you self.
Yeah, giving myself a number.
Scored.
I'm a little above average, but not much. I'm no prize.
Oh, okay.
You know? Amy, on the other hand, solid.
5.
Stop it. Solid 10.
Oh, that's. He's lying.
No, bull crap. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, next year's honorees for the Hollywood Walk of Fame have been announced. And in 2021, some celebs that are going to be there: Trisha Yearwood, the Judds, and Kelly Clarkson. Oh. So, congratulations to them. There was 35 overall announced, but.
I was going to say, dang, they went hard on the country stuff. Nice.
Yeah. No, like Salt and Pepper, they're in there too. This year, Missy Elliott.
I go and I'm like, I want to hear Grandpa. Grandpa, tell me about them good. Like, no, Bobby, we're not doing a show. We're just getting a star here.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Good for them. That's pretty cool. Sometimes when I go work out there and I'll be doing American Idol, I'll walk down that star walk of fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty gross. Like,
that's because it's dirty?
Yeah, just dirty. Like, and occasionally you find a good star, like a cool. I think Garth has one.
There's a lot of no names, huh? Like, we're like, oh, who is that? I don't know who that is.
Old people, though. Yeah. Like from the 20s and 30s and stuff. Yeah, that's cool. Good for them. What else?
Well, there's this thing called a psychic artist on Etsy, or not a thing, a person, and they use their psychic abilities to see your future soulmate, and then they draw you a detailed sketch of them. And then it describes their personality and all that, and it's sent to you within like 24 hours. You just have to provide your name, birth date, and pay $66.
Yeah. She can't finish them fast
enough.
Yeah.
So evidently, you have to, if you sign up now, you're going to be on a wait list. Because she's behind on drawing. She's gotten so many requests.
That's fun, right?
Well, I mean, I guess it's something, too, to hold on to, keep in a drawer. And then when you do start dating somebody, you do pull it out and you're like,
let me see. He kind of looks like the stick figure. He does have two arms and two legs.
Interesting.
All right, what else?
So I thought about you when I saw this, Bobby, because the guitar played by Kurt Cobain during his 1993 MTV Unplugged performance has sold for $6 million.
Yeah, I saw. I'm going to go down the list a little bit with you guys because I pulled all of the auction numbers because they sold a whole bunch of stuff.
That's awesome.
But yeah, the guitar for Kurt Cobain, where did he play that?
At the MTV Unplugged. The
acoustic one.
Nirvana.
One of my favorite albums.
Oh, I know. I think when we learned that this was going up for auction, I feel like we were all going to try to get together and get it for you.
Yeah, we thought about it, but no.
Wait, how much did it go for?
It went for $6 million, but the starting bid, we didn't know where that was going to be.
Like, and then $500 would have been the max if you all could have gone in.
We didn't know. I mean, really.
Well, that's nice, though.
It started at $1 million, but then quickly escalated, and $6 million breaks the world record. So it's now the most expensive guitar sold at an auction,
wow.
And some guy that owns a microphone business in Australia bought it.
It's really cool. For me, you got to think, the 90s, I was two things. I was 90s country and 90s grunge alternative. Mm-hmm. And sometimes at the same time, and sometimes I would kind of peter off on one direction or the other. And that album, to me, was the most grunge country record it could have possibly been together. Because they're sitting around playing acoustic and these trees and plants and stuff. And they're playing that MTV Acoustic is just one of my top seven or eight favorite albums. Yeah, I would have loved it.
Sorry.
But
sorry, man.
We tried.
We got outbid, sorry.
I know.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, thank you for thinking about me. All right, Amy.
Yeah, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So Army Specialist Craig Hall lost a leg in an attack in Iraq in 2007. And I love people, organizations that help out our heroes. And this guy's been battling through physical problems, emotional problems. And he says now his life's in order. He's got a good job and a wedding on the way. But his goal in life has always been to own a home. So this program, Homes for Heroes, stepped in and just gave him a house mortgage-free.
Oh, amazing.
Isn't that crazy? He says it's the biggest gift he's ever received and the biggest blessing ever, too. And he just throws a big shout-out to them. And we are, too, now, Homes for Heroes. And anyone that works with our veterans to help them out. And we've worked with Building Homes for Heroes, which is a similar program to help our military get homes. I just, first of all, one, I want to shout out Army Specialist Craig Hall for serving us. And two, Homes for Heroes. I think that's awesome, and like to give them a little time this morning. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over to Amy and get the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of pizza can tell the future?
What kind of pizza can tell the future?
A medium.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That was the morning corny.
All right, let's go to Chelsea in Southern Pines, North Carolina.
Hi, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I just wanted to say I am obsessed with these Lunchbox segments every day. He is so funny, and it makes the show a lot more entertaining. So thanks, you guys.
Yeah, Lunchbox's prank calls have been awesome. You know, those guys over there come up with some great ideas for those prank calls.
Yeah.
And so I see them, and I'm like, dang, that's funny. So they all just kind of sit over there and talk about prank calls. That's what they get paid to do. What kind of amazing job is that?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, appreciate that. We think they're great, too. So thanks for sharing. You guys can call our voicemail line, too, 877-77-BOBBY. Would love to hear from you. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. you know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I was reading a story about how a lot of people now don't want to ask to talk to the manager, especially women, because they don't want to get recorded on people's phones and being labeled a Karen.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't want to be a Karen.
You don't want to be a Karen. Mm-mm. So just so everyone understands what a Karen is, a Karen, the definition is the stereotypical name associated with rude, obnoxious, and an insufferable middle-aged white woman. A Karen takes everything wrong with the typical over-entitled Western woman and cranks it up by several thousand percent. So the name they've assigned to just obnoxious middle-aged white woman is a Karen. Sometimes I'll talk to Scuba Steve. I'll say, hey, how are the complaints? He goes, you know, mostly just a bunch of Karens. So that's the term that's now associated with that. Okay. And it would stink to be named Karen now.
Oh, yeah.
It would almost stink to be named Alexa before Alexa happened. All of a sudden, your life gets changed. Well, now if your name is Karen in real life, that stinks. But we have a real life Karen on with us right now. Oh. Hi, Karen. Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you, Karen?
I'm good. I've never heard my name said so many times so quickly.
Yeah. Hey, okay, so here's the deal. Do you know that people are using the name Karen now in a way that's not good?
There is literally no way to not know that. Mm. Yeah.
It's called Karen culture. And so what is it like really being named Karen?
It's an interesting time for that to have changed because I haven't left the house in about 4 months. So I don't know if I've experienced the backlash of it or the lash of it. But I see my name showing up everywhere a lot more than it ever has before. My social media is full of my name. It's a really great way to look at the terrible things happening in the world if you search hashtags. So that's kind of weird to see your name showing up, but yeah.
Isn't it weird they picked your name of every name?
Karen.
Like, what's wrong with the name Karen? Did you ever ask yourself that?
Prior to this resurgence of the meme, I think I have asked myself that, and I think it's just the timing of when this name was popular, which was probably a little bit before I was born, but I think it just goes to the certain age and, I don't know, demographics of someone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always thought it was because my parents liked the Carpenters.
Oh, they named you after Karen Carpenter.
Carpenter. Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Karen, you live in Portland, Oregon?
I do, yeah.
Nice. What do you think, Karen, let me ask you a question. What do you think we should name the dude version of Karens?
Ooh, good question.
I was thinking about this. Like, what's a like a douchey name? No offense, Karen. But now the dude version. Is it like a Chase?
Ooh, Chase is a good one.
Chase is a good one.
Chase is too young. Chase is way too young.
Okay. A Brandon?
Like, maybe Brandon. I was going to say Chet, but I think that's too specific.
Who?
Chuck?
Chuck.
Like Chet?
Chet.
Chet or Chuck. Like, I don't know. There's something weirdly nuanced about the name because you have to be between like 35 and 45. And I don't know what that name is. Like,
that's a good point.
Paul?
I feel like it needs two syllables though,
oh, yeah,
right?
Like Karen.
Like a Jeremy?
Yeah.
Jeremy? Okay, you going full Jeremy on us?
Yeah, I think Jeremy's pretty good.
Jeremy? Jason?
It's Jeremy's too long.
Jason? Like a Jason's like a generic name that, like, okay, what?
Jason seems still young to me, but is that just because it's us?
Well, Jason's our age.
I know, and we're in this category. It's weird sometimes where it's like, oh, yeah, I am in this category.
Maybe a Todd.
Ooh, Todd's good.
Todd's real good.
He's going full Todd right now.
Did you say Chad?
I said Chase, but yeah, Chad or a Todd.
Chad or, yeah, those are one syllable, but they work.
Yeah.
They work.
Morgan, what do you think? Do you like Todd or Chad to be the male version of a Karen?
I think it's Chad.
Chad.
Man, I tell you, he went full Chad today. He's in Chad mode right now. Dang. Do we know any famous Chads? There's Chad Kroger from Nickelback.
Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah. From One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Are there any other Chads though, that are famous? Chadwick Boseman, but that's a Chadwick. Not the same.
Chadwick's
different.
Chad Kroger. There's not a lot. Chad Smith, the drummer for the Chili Peppers.
Good one. Good one.
But again,
I think Chad Smith and Chad Kroger are 100% proof points of this.
Yeah. Dang, I think Chad's pretty good. Todd's a close second, though. Will you think about changing your name from Karen or a nickname? What's your middle name, Karen?
Lisa.
That's a close second to Karen, I'll be honest with you. Ooh, that's tough. That's tough. All right, we'll put you on hold. Karen, thank you for being a part of the show.
Of course.
That's fun, huh?
Yeah.
So we have decided that the male Karen, until they decide, until the world decides, is going to be a...
Todd.
No,
Chad.
Oh, Chad.
A Chad.
Yes, okay. Chad.
That's a tough name.
Chad's good.
If somebody comes up and, hi, I'm Chad, I'm like, oh, God. I saw Taste of Country tweet out, name a country song that's helped you get through a tough time, and then tag the artist. And there were a bunch. And Darius replied and wrote, I Wish It Would Rain by Nancy Griffith.
And I wish it would rain. It's gonna wash my face clean. I wanna find some dark clouds.
So I was thinking about this. A country song that helped me get through a tough time. From about, I don't know, sixth grade on, anytime anything bad would happen in my life, I would play this next song I want to play in a second. But anytime something bad would happen, I get beat up.
Oh, man.
Or I get beat up, I get made fun of. Yeah. Or a girl just wouldn't, I think we called it Go With Me or Be My Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I would play this song right here because it would get me through and think I'm going to keep going regardless.
Yes, I will sail my vessel.
I'd turn it up and be like, I'm going to keep going, baby.
Like a bird.
Look at you now.
The river.
Thank you,
Garth.
Garth
Brooks.
Yeah.
So my entire teenage angst was Garth the River and Nirvana.
All Nirvana?
That's it. But yeah, I would play that. That's the country song that got me through a lot of kid tough times. Amy, you have one?
Yeah, It's a Great Day to Be Alive.
Oh, yeah, you told us this story. You would cry in your shower.
Yes.
This isn't Travis Tritt, though.
Right. Corey Morrow and Pat Green did a cover, so I would actually listen to the CD of this. My sophomore year of college, I was trying to picture out which bathroom I was in. Yep, sophomore year. And I spent a lot of time in the shower on the floor with the water just running on me while this song played.
Because of one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Does this song remind you of that guy?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about him right now.
Nice. Oh, is he naked?
No. We had just broken up.
Oh.
I think we even got back together after this anyway. But I just, anytime I hear this song, it's such a great song and has such an awesome message, which I can fully appreciate. But also at the same time, I'm curled up in a ball in my shower when I hear it.
Whenever you hear Travis Tritt, I got rice
cooking in the microwave.
Does it remind you of that?
Yes.
No? Automatically.
Automatic. There is no, I have not heard that song since then and not immediately transported back to my shower floor.
I didn't know that one was such a pressure hit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how many times.
Do you know all the words?
Probably.
We play it. She starts crying. Doesn't know why. Guys, I don't know why I'm crying. I have no idea.
Luckily, it doesn't trigger. I don't know. I mean, I haven't listened the whole thing through in a long time, but I bet I probably could.
Eddie, you have a country song that got you through a tough time?
Yeah. I don't think I ever told you guys this, but like, I don't know, 3 years ago or whenever this came out, I was just going through hard times, just not really understanding what my point was. And this was before foster children, and like really not knowing what my purpose was. And I remember just driving home one day and Jake Owens, what's it called? What We Ain't Got came on.
Oh, yeah.
And it just put everything in perspective with me. Like, I've always just wanted things that I don't have. Like, I have a beautiful family, great family, a great job, good friends. And it was one of those drive homes where I was like, I don't know why I'd been feeling so bad for like months. I got it now. And then soon after this, we got certified to foster. Now I got two foster kids and life's changed. Crazy, man. I've never shared this with you guys.
Hey, look at that. That's a good song, though.
It's a jam.
All right, here's a great day to be alive.
You can play it. It doesn't make me sad.
Hold on, Amy.
I don't know.
Hang on, here we go.
It's a great song. I love it. It doesn't make me sad, but I just, my brain goes to the shower.
You're cool to play, because I don't want to hit play if you're going to cry.
You should play it. It's a great song.
Okay.
I got it.
Grass cooking in the microwave.
All right, here's Travis Tritt. This is for Amy and her dearest. What's your ex-boyfriend do now, roughly?
Oh, he's super, what do you mean, what does he do? He lives in a town that we're, I mean, it doesn't matter. I know, I've known him.
Of course not, no, yeah.
He's super successful?
Yeah.
He's very successful. And is married and has a kid or kids. I don't know. Because I ran into him at a Mexican restaurant. I think
tough.
And his wife was pregnant. No, it wasn't. We have moved on. No, it was not. We're fine.
That was hard, Amy.
We're totally, no.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. People can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was this 9-year-old girl in Arizona. Her name's Valerie. She was only born with one hand. So in fourth grade, they're learning how to play the violin. Only problem is she only has one hand, so she can't do it. One of her classmates goes home and says, "Dad, there's this girl in our class. She can't play the violin because she only has one hand." Dad gets on the internet, starts doing some research, and builds her a prosthetic.
Wow. Builds her a prosthetic?
Yeah, out of thermoplastic. It gets flexible in very hot water, then hardens into the shape as it cools.
Wow, I'm looking at this. It is the hand that she uses the bow. The string.
The thing. Whatever that. I don't
the
know.
The bow. Yeah. Like he said.
So the. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if it's called like a sword. I don't know.
It's not a sword.
It's
no.
a bow. Yeah.
I didn't know if that was.
And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm going to play you a theme to a classic TV show. Just name the show. Now, they're pretty easy when we start. They'll get harder as we go. And I added some of these to take out the really obvious answers. Okay?
Okay.
Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan, you're into. Number one.
Sunny day, sleeping up, clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet. Come and play.
I made an edit there.
You're good at it.
Oh, I was waiting for that part. Okay.
But you know it, right?
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the easiest one on the list.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is struggling.
I don't think I've ever heard this in my life.
Yes, you have.
For sure.
For sure he has.
Will you play that from the beginning again? Everybody in?
Yeah.
In.
No.
All right, Lunchbox, coming to you first.
Little House on the Prairie.
No. Everybody, Morgan, do you have it?
Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Yay!
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Yeah.
How to get to
Still Sesame? The theme song now.
Come on, man.
So, okay. That was the easiest one. Lunchbox is out. Next up.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food. And up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea. Well, the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kin folks said, "Jed, move away from here." They said, "California is the place you want to be." So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills.
All right. Beverly Hills, swimming pools, movie star. Morgan is completely stunned. The one that I would even know the lyrics to such an old song. You don't know that show?
No, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know if like it was given it away with like Beverly Hills, maybe, but I don't think it was.
Okay, here it is one more time.
Come and listen to my story about a man.
Amy, you struggling or you have it?
I got it.
Oh, you do? Morgan, are you in?
Yeah, I'll give it a guess.
Okay, I'll go to you first, Morgan.
Home on the Range?
Is that a show?
I don't know.
Not right. Amy?
Beverly Hillbillies?
Lunchbox? Oh, sorry, Eddie?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, that's right. Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, black gold,
Texas tea.
Dang. Okay. This next one, Ray, let's do number 8.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Can you name that classic TV theme, Amy?
The Twilight Zone.
Eddie?
Couldn't have made an edit there? Twilight Zone.
I know. I didn't make an edit there on that one.
I like how you were trying, like looking down your paper like you didn't hear that. Good one.
I bet. Okay, we'll do number 3, Ray.
Uh-oh.
Wow, you guys both have this?
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll turn it up. Let me extend. Amy?
MASH.
Eddie?
MASH.
Yeah, the highest rated episode of all time. Most watched of all time ever in TV history was MASH.
The finale?
The finale, yeah. I've never seen an episode of MASH. It used to come on, and they used to be like, can this show get over so wrestling can come on?
You're right. It did come around that time.
Okay, name this one.
And...
Only 2 people remain.
I love this show.
On the count of 3, say it. 1, 2, 3.
Inspector Gadget.
Good. Na 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 na, Inspector Gadget. Na 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 na, da da. Okay, next one. Yeah. Can you name this song?
Come on, Amy.
Amy's struggling right now. Amy.
Hawaii 5-0.
Eddie.
Dang, Hawaii 5-0.
Nice.
I had Miami Vice.
Ooh, okay, but you got the one. Beach vibe. All right, next one.
Here we come. Walk down the street.
Oh, crap.
We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Oh, edit.
Got it. I'm in.
Is this a TV show?
Come on, Amy. I know it.
This is a TV show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy?
The Monkees?
Yeah. Eddie?
Dang, the Monkees.
Yeah. Hey, hey, can't with the Monkees. It,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, okay.
All right, we only have a couple left. It somebody's going to fall soon.
Mm-hmm.
Next up.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right on the sea.
Name the classic
the
TV theme song.
He gets the situation well in hand.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, cause we know that where there's danger, he is there.
He is there on the land, on the sea, in the air. We're not worrying at all.
Andy Kaufman do some of this,
yeah,
too?
Land,
yeah,
sea.
On Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Land, sea, air.
Go ahead. What do you have?
Wait, wait, what?
Like a seal.
What do you have?
Land, sea. I don't know. Popeye?
Popeye is incorrect. Eddie for the win.
I got her.
Go ahead.
Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse.
Come on!
Here I come to save the day. Mighty Mouse is on his way.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense you won.
There you go. Yeah, Eddie, yeah, nice job, buddy.
Wait, wait, wait. What do you mean,
oh,
by that?
Because you're the oldest.
No, no, this
oh,
was,
they were just waiting
this
on.
This was way,
yes,
before my time.
Right. Before everybody was born.
Yeah, but he clearly grew up watching some of
no,
them.
No, I did
I
not.
I was on Nick at Night. I watched it, too.
Hater.
No, this is your Saturday morning TV.
No. No.
God,
dang,
yeah,
it's turned
that's
into hate fest.
So rude.
Nice job, Eddie.
Thanks, man.
All right, let's hear from Angel in Southeast Texas.
Hey, Bobby. I've been listening to your old podcast, and I really think you and Amy should bring back Wife Confessions. It is so funny.
Wife Confessions is just if you're a wife and you want to confess something to the show, we hear it and we say you're free. You're
yeah, those
we
are fun.
We absolve you of your sins. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we'll turn to that next week on the show. Thanks for calling. Check out the podcast, too, because you hear this show, which we're here for over 4 hours, 5 hours, basically. And then we do more show after the show. So check out the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest,
Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
I saw Dyson has a $400 hair dryer on sale at Best Buy.
It was on sale?
Yeah. That's... Can you explain to me?
Listen.
What in the world a hair dryer does to be worth $400?
My hair person has one. So you're telling me it's on sale? It's amazing. It's amazing. She blow dries my hair so much faster than it used to. And I think she got it maybe a year or two ago, and I don't know, it's powerful. Dyson just created something that's like super, blow dries your hair super fast.
The Dyson Supersonic, this is an anti-commercial, by the way, because I cannot believe that someone would pay $400 for a hair dryer.
Right.
The Dyson Supersonic hair dryer is engineered to protect hair from extreme heat damage.
Oh.
With fastest drying and controlled styling to help increase smoothness by 75%, increases shine. How do they know these percentages? Increases shine by up to 132% and decreases frizz and flyaways by 61%.
Oh, flyaways.
What kind of hair dryer do you have?
I don't even know.
Morgan, is there anything you can say to justify a $400 hair dryer?
Yeah, because I bought one.
Oh, you have one of these?
Yeah.
I'll admit it, I have one.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
What on earth?
It's so worth it. That's why you asked me. I was like, I don't know.
First of all, Amy, not good.
I know, but I couldn't. I didn't want
to
be.
Lie to us.
Not really. I never said. I said it's on sale. Like, that's a good thing. I would maybe get somebody else one. They're so good.
There's 1,300 reviews for this thing, and it's got all 5 stars. I just can't believe people pay $400 for a hair dryer.
Well, I'm telling you, it blow dries my hair in like 5 minutes. It takes away so much time. Like, if I use a normal hair dryer, it takes me like 25 minutes.
Also takes away the frizz.
Yeah, and flyaways, we heard.
70%.
Does it make breakfast, though, or do the dishes?
I know. We're not well, I can't speak for Morgan, but I probably can. We're not proud of ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't. And also, if my husband's listening now, he'll know. Mm-hmm.
He didn't know you bought
it? Didn't know. I thought you guys had a deal you couldn't spend money up
to. No, no. He knows. Well, that it's gone up, but still, he would think this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He knows I have a Dyson. He just probably has no idea how much
vacuum.
It is.
Oh, he thinks that you bought the Dyson vacuum.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So now.
What's the normal price?
Color me shocked by the price of that.
$400.
But $100 it's on sale.
Off.
They only make. No, it's at $3.99.
Oh,
it's $2.
I didn't pay more than that, did you?
No, I bought it like at a Christmas sale. So I did buy it on sale.
Mm. crazy.
You're saying.
Lunchbox, what'd you do here?
So I called massage places. I guess you call them massage parlors. And I wanted to book my mom a massage. But the real thing is I really wanted to book a room so I could give my mom a massage.
That's weird.
All right, here we go.
Great day at the spa. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to get my mom a massage.
Okay. When would she like to come in?
Around 5 p.m. That's when we're both off work.
Have you guys been here before?
No, we haven't. Like, how long? Well, like, what? How long is the massage?
60 minutes.
Ooh, 60 minutes. I don't know. I mean, we would only need the table in the room for, like, maybe 45 because my hands, I don't know if I can do an hour massage anymore.
Say that. So you both are looking to get massages?
No. I want to give my mom a massage.
We do not allow that in our building.
No. I'll pay for it, but I mean,
we cannot allow that. It's completely against policy.
But my mom's been working hard, and I just want to get in there, and you know, like.
I'm sorry, we cannot allow that.
But she likes it when I do it. I've been doing it since I was a kid, and like it's easier.
Oh, there she goes. Are they called? I don't think they're called parlors anymore, are they?
I have no idea.
Aren't those the bad ones?
I know.
I don't know. This whole thing feels creepy.
Shady,
all right, here's Lunchbox one to rub his mom down. All right, here's another place.
How can I help you today?
Yes, I was trying to get my mom a massage.
I can get her in with Miss at 6 o'clock for 1 hour.
Well, I don't know. I'm not Miss. I was planning on giving my mom the massage.
Oh. Oh, no, we don't do that.
No. Right. Yeah, you don't have to do it. I'll do it. Like, I mean, I'll just need your oils because my mom likes it when she's nice and oiled up, and then I really get into the muscles.
No, sir. We don't allow people without a license to massage in our clinic, so that won't happen.
I have a license. I've been driving for years.
Okay.
He laughed.
My mom, you know, like, she's been working out, and I'm trying to get her loose and like her muscles, you know, stretched out. So I've been doing it since I was like 10, and my hands have gotten a little, you know, arthritis over the years. So that's why I need to borrow your oils in your room because it's a little more spread out.
That's not going to happen, sir. Sorry about that.
Okay. I mean, let's just say you're working the front desk and I have an envelope and I got $200 in it.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. 500.
Have a good day.
No, sir.
All right, Lunchbox is calling different massage places. See if he can get in to rub his mom himself. Here's one more.
You're speaking with. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get in there and give my mom a massage.
Let's see. Does she want a male or a female therapist?
Oh, I'm a male.
No, your mom.
No, oh, my mom's a female.
No, I know your mom's a female. I said, does she want a male or female therapist?
Oh, no, I'm the male that's going to be doing the massage. You know what I mean? My mom likes it when I rub her. I just need a nice, clean space. And you guys have the perfect oils that, you know, she likes it when she's really oiled up. And it makes it easier to get in there on the glutes and things.
No, we can't do that here.
No. Like, you don't want to hear my mom moan? Like, she really moans when I get in there. It's like, ugh.
There you go. He did it again. Nice
that's
job,
funny, man.
You don't want to.
She likes to get her glutes all up in there.
Who doesn't?
I like to borrow the oils.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, like you can get your own oil.
You know, Amy mentioned in the pile hours ago that a guitar from Kurt Cobain, MTV Unplugged, sold for $6 million, which is insane. It's an acoustic guitar he played. I have some of the other stuff from that auction list here. A custom guitar played by Prince from the 1980s. Sold for $563,000. It's a guitar and it's got that little wave on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Prince symbol wave. Elvis had a belt. You say, is it macrame? How you say it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A macrame belt that Elvis wore about 30 times on stage.
Is it blinged out?
Final bid of $298,000. Yeah, it's Elvis out.
Nice.
Madonna's gown. An ivory gown worn by Madonna in her 1990 Vogue video sold for $179,000. That's who has that kind of money to buy like a dress somebody wore in a video? Man, these people have a lot of money to buy this kind of stuff.
Because these are just what, conversation pieces? To have in their house and be like,
I don't know. Some people
maybe
buy
collectors.
Yes, collectors, or they're investing in it and they think in 3 or 5 years it'll sell for even higher.
I didn't even think about that.
The guy who bought the baseballs after Maguire and Sosa hit him, bought one of the balls for $1 million. Probably couldn't get $20,000 for it now, though. Wow. So it goes the opposite way, too.
Because he cheated.
Because they kept hitting more and more home runs.
Yeah, that's true.
More so than cheated. And then Barry Bonds beat them both.
Right. And he cheated, too.
Well, they all cheated.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
What
I know.
Do y'all mean cheated?
They steroids. Took steroids.
Oh. But everybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all cheated. Roger Maris didn't cheat, though.
Tell him,
1961.
Bones. Tell him.
Who cares? They're all using it. Whatever. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.